You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. As Uber tries to rebuild public trust, it is changing how it deals with sexual harassment and assault claims. Employees, drivers, and riders will no longer be forced into arbitration, a process that critics say often favors corporations. And that means cases of alleged sexual assault by drivers or other issues can go to court. Uber's main rival Lyft also got rid of binding arbitration policies, and both companies said they will no longer require that settlements of sexual misconduct claims be kept confidential. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
This week, Uber launched a new ad campaign.
It's time to move in a new direction.
Part of that new direction is allowing alleged victims to take sexual misconduct claims to court. Uber's chief legal officer, Tony West, says the company will also publish data on sexual assaults.
We want survivors, we want women to be encouraged to report these incidents so that we can take action and begin to prevent sexual assault from occurring in the first place.
Microsoft has also dropped binding arbitration for sexual harassment claims. Ebony Tucker is a paid advisor to Uber with the National Alliance to End Sexual Violence. She hopes others will follow.
There is something to be said for really large corporations setting the model for what their industry is going to look like.
The policy change could open Uber to expensive lawsuits, says Cornell labor relations professor Alexander Colvin.
On the other hand, they're probably suffering already from the bad publicity.
And as Uber aims for an IPO next year, it's under pressure to rebuild its reputation. Maya Raghu is director of workplace equality at the National Women's Law Center.
There's increasing public attention to this issue from all sorts of stakeholders, including consumers and shareholders.
Raghu points out Uber's new policy only applies to sexual misconduct. Claims of racial discrimination and other employment and consumer disputes will still be forced into arbitration. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.